The 26th Slam Dance Festival is featuring 25 feature films and 107 shorts. Batster told KPCW that even before the pandemic erupted last year, they were thinking of an online component for the event in order to attract a wider worldwide audience.
So what we've done is that we've invested in apps that you have at home that you can watch the festival on, whether it's your Amazon Fire Stick or Apple or Roku, YouTube, to experience Slam Dance this year.
He said the event is not only more accessible, but more affordable, with a $10 pass enabling you to see everything at the festival. Batster said they have nearly 20,000 pass holders set for the screenings. He said during the months of COVID, their submissions decreased by just a few hundred, and in fact, entries for their screenplay program increased. Batster said a number of filmmakers adapted to the lockdowns.
Some filmmakers, especially short filmmakers, used this time because they were living for the most part, you know, inside in various parts of the world, couldn't get out as much, created stories then within their own interiors. They took advantage, if you like, then of the situation they found themselves in to create.
The festival this year has the theme Greenlight Yourself. Batster said they have recorded Q&As for every film, panels will be held, and a new program in the festival called Unstoppable will highlight filmmakers of disability.
And there are over a billion people in the world that have some sort of disability. Some of these disabilities are invisible, but it's not represented in the film industry, really. Only 2% of those with disability are represented in the film industry, and we wanted to change that.
They will have one live event, a California drive-in showing of their closing night film, 18th and Grand, on February 25th. The pandemic has left many people wondering if we will ever return to movie theaters or film festivals as we used to know them. In reply, Batster said he thinks online films will be part of their event from now on, but audiences, he said, will always want to gather in front of a larger-than-life movie screen.
It's a little bit like many centuries ago where people gathered around a fire to tell their stories. I don't think that's going to go away in the cinema. But how the industry nurtures this comeback is a completely different story, and it needs a great deal of nurturing for that to happen. And it also needs marketing as well to new audiences that can really enjoy what we've been all enjoying at film festivals.
Slam Dance Film Festival Director Peter Batster. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.